The Music of Like You is now streaming through your favorite music services like Apple Music and Spotify. Now you can dance or sing along with your favorite songs anytime. Just search for the album title Music from Like You, Mindfulness for Kids, or find links on the music page of our website at likeyoupodcast.com. Also, if you want to help us keep making new podcast episodes, you can support the show by subscribing through Patreon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. If you enjoy the podcast, help spread the word by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen. Grown-ups can find more information in our episode notes or on our website. Now, let's start the show. Hello, I'm Noah, and this is Like You, Mindfulness for Kids. I'm very glad you're here, and I'm excited to kick off a brand new season of Like You episodes. A lot has happened since the last time I shared a new episode. How was your summer? Did you do anything new, fun, or memorable? How has the school year been so far? Are you making friends and learning new things? I hope you are. While the podcast was on break, we reached a big milestone. During the summer, we passed over 1 million listens. Now, I don't know if that means I have 1 million listeners who've listened to just one episode each, or if I have one listener who's listened 1 million times. Actually, I'm only kidding. I'm sure it's somewhere in between. So I just want to say a big thank you to anyone who's ever listened to the podcast, whether it was once, or hundreds, or thousands, or millions of times. On today's episode, we're going to do some brain stretches by thinking about 8 thoughts to blow your mind. So, listeners of all ages, find a place to listen where you feel comfortable and safe. As I ask questions and invite you to say affirmations, you're welcome to speak out loud, or as always, you can just think your responses quietly in your mind. Let's start with a breathing exercise to help relax your body and focus your mind. We're going to ease back in with the simplest breathing exercise of all. Simply turn your attention to your own breathing as you breathe in and out. For now, I won't tell you when or how to breathe. You can just keep breathing normally. Just clear your mind and try to think about nothing else besides your breath going in and out. Just pay attention and notice how you're breathing naturally. I'll be quiet for a few seconds while you listen to yourself breathe. Now, as you continue breathing, try to make yourself breathe slower and more deeply. You're still working at your own pace. Just practice making your breaths deep and long. Now I'm going to ask you to stretch your arms out as wide as you can. Hold that stretch while you take another deep breath in and out. And now relax. On the count of 3, let's all say, I like me. 1, 2, 3. I like me. I like you too. In the entire world, there's no one else exactly like you. And I like you exactly the way you are. Since this is my first episode back after a break, I thought I'd start with sort of a warm-up exercise. And when you do any sort of exercise, it's always a good idea to stretch first. Since mindfulness is a way of exercising our minds, we thought we should stretch our minds. So today I'm presenting a special episode of 8 Thoughts to Stretch Your Mind. These thoughts may be amazing, unexpected, or even a little confusing. After each thought, I'll leave a few seconds of silence for you to ponder that thought before we move on. So let's get started with our first mind-stretching thought. This one is about you. Did you realize that you once held a world record? In fact, you set that record the moment you were born. It's true. Think about this. The second you were born, you were the youngest person in the world. Now let's move on to our next mind-stretching thought. Picture an elephant in your mind. Elephants are definitely big, heavy animals, aren't they? Well, did you know that a blue whale is so enormous that its tongue weighs more than most elephants? Speaking of heavy things, we think of clouds as being soft, fluffy, and almost weightless as they float through the sky. Well, did you know that clouds can actually weigh over 1,000,000 pounds? Now, are you ready for our fourth mind-stretching thought? Most of the sky is actually below your feet. Since the Earth is round, the sky on the other side of the world is actually under your feet. Speaking of the other side of the world, anytime you watch a sunset, there's someone in another part of the world watching the same sun rise. Now, this next thought is actually just a question for you to ponder. Is the color known as orange named after the fruit, or is the fruit known as an orange named after the color? Here's another thought to stretch your mind. Did you ever realize that when a balloon is only half inflated, it is still completely full? And now our last mind-stretching thought. Did you know that it's impossible to walk more than halfway into a forest? That's because once you reach halfway, then you technically begin walking out of the forest on the other side. I hope you enjoyed stretching your mind with me today. Did you have a favorite thought from the episode? Try to remember one of those thoughts to share with a friend so they can stretch their minds too. Now it's time for affirmations. Affirmations are words you can say about yourself to remind yourself how wonderful you are. I'll say each affirmation twice, so you can listen the first time, then say it together with me the second time. Here we go. I have a brilliant mind. I have a brilliant mind. I am always learning and growing. I am always learning and growing. I am curious about the world around me. I am curious about the world around me. I pay attention to positive things. I pay attention to positive things. I think creatively. I think creatively. My thoughts and feelings are important. My thoughts and feelings are important. I am grateful for people who love me. I am grateful for people who love me. Now, let's take a few slow, deep breaths as we wind down our time together. If any of those affirmations stood out to you, feel free to write them down or just store them safely in your mind to say when you need it. If you have an affirmation that is special to you, I would love to hear it. If you'd like to send a recording of your favorite affirmation to play on the show, have a grown-up check our website or episode notes for more information. Now, let's end this episode with a song. Feel free to sing, dance, or practice breathing deep breaths as I sing. Wait to spend some time together again soon. Until next time, I like you, I'm proud of you, and I'm glad we are friends. Have a happy and peaceful day. Like You is a production of Perpetual Motion. It is made possible by our subscribers on Patreon and Apple Podcasts. Become a supporter by visiting patreon.com/likeyoupodcast or by tapping subscribe on our show page in Apple Podcasts. You can also tell your friends about the show, or leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. Like You is written and hosted by me, Noah Glenn. I also composed and performed the Like You theme music and other music that appeared in this episode. Our podcast cover art was illustrated by Maya Sain, and our episode art is created by Lindsay Glenn. Grownups can find more information about Like You by visiting our website at likeyoupodcast.com. Thanks for listening.